can welcome in family and friends to this blessed segment we are thankful to call on this Soulful Sunday, Power Hour. We'll be right back after these messages. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Soulful Sunday we are thankful to call Power Hour. I'm your host, Renande Summons. A true blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the presiding officer for Refuge of Mount Olive, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. I am privileged of the Lord that we have been given such great provision and promise here at Refuge in Mount Olive. There are some days that are harder than others. There are some moments that are more trying than others. But above all, we the people of Romo, we are moving forward. We are moving in our greatest destiny. We are believing and conquering. And if you haven't had a chance, before we go into the moment of empowerment, there are a few household announcements. And there are a few adjustments we have to have that revolve around our podcast experience. As many of you know, Spotify has purchased Anchor, and so now Spotify owns the new Anchor, which is podcast. It is actually podcasters now. There is an option to follow the podcast experience. Please do so, as well as sharing as frequently to friends and families, because we want to continuously get the message of empowerment, of love, of community inclusivity out there. And it is our responsibility in-house to share the good message, to share the good news, to be those lights in this unprecedented world. And I'm so proud of Refuge in Mount Olive. I'm so thankful for Refuge in Mount Olive. We are preparing for our third year anniversary. Our third year, like 3 years have already gone by, we're still in that, infancy stage, but it's still a blessing to see how we are so blessed, how we are growing. We have been ranked a part in our category of podcast globally. We have been ranked in the 98th percentile, which means that it's more likely for somebody who is listening to another podcast to stumble upon Refuge in Mount Olive's podcast, because we have so much content out there. And that is because of the people of Romo. That is because of the solid board at Refuge in Mount Olive, the leaders, the President's Guild who walks alongside me, all of the members, all of the officials of this platform, the speakers of the house. I am so thankful for each and every last one of you. And as we move towards our next part, we have some exciting news to discuss about our geographic expansion. Now, we have not done our report of how great Refuge in Mount Olive has expanded across the world. I don't mean to sound dramatic, but it's just the truth. And I want to acknowledge our countries and regions who support Refuge in Mount Olive. Analytically speaking, we have the database showing that these are members and that they are supporters of our platform, of our Refuge in Mount Olive. And we're so thankful to, of course, the United States, which is 84% of our support. We are so grateful. But then Puerto Rico's right under. And we have Puerto Rico really in the second lead, 7%. Puerto Rico was our, it was our sixth ranked, it was our sixth ranked location. Now it is our second. And that is such a blessing. And then we have Germany, we have France, then we have Canada, we have the United Kingdom, we have Australia, we have Ghana, we have Chile, and we have Jamaica in the house. So I am so privileged of the Lord to reporting you, to be reporting, to making the, for making this praise report. We are building a worldwide movement here at Refuge in Mount Olive, and to the U.S., to Puerto Rico, to Germany, France, Canada, United Kingdom, to Australia, Ghana, Chile, and Jamaica. We thank you to our listening, supporting bodies. And I even want to prophetically declare and decree that we will have headquarters in each and every one of these spaces. God will open doors. God will bless us to do the right, make the right decisions and make the right moves in order for each location that I am currently seeing right now, there will be a Refuge of Mount Olive headquarters for people to have. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. So we're doing it over here at Refuge in Mount Olive. And if you haven't been empowered by the household announcements, well, then let us get straight into the moment of empowerment. We'll be coming from a title and a focal point, and that does conclude your household announcements. Very healthy information. But I am so thankful. But we will be coming from a title and a focal point today, Divine Intervention. And allow us to start off with a quote. And it reads thusly, since God is the source of all mental power, peace, and prosperity, do not will and act first, but contact God first. Thus, you may harness your will and activity to achieve the highest goals. End of quote. People of Romo, we live in such a time where instant gratification, we are convinced, is our friend. That anything that is instant and quick is long-lasting. But I stop by to encourage you that you don't have to figure anything out on your own when you have God on your side. It doesn't matter how interesting the situation is. It may be something that is not most appropriate to speak about in the midst of certain people, but you can go to God about it. He can give you some insight. It doesn't matter how dark or how dismal the topic may be. God can handle it. I may not be able to handle it. Mom may not be able to handle it. Your dad or your grandparents may not be able to handle it, but God is able to handle it. And even in a situation when we're dating someone, we at times think that our significant other is supposed to carry a God-like weight. I hope I'm talking to somebody today. We expect our partners to carry a God-like weight. Meaning, you're going to your partner about things you need to be going to God about. And then you get frustrated at your partner because they can't give you what you want. But they just as human as you. They're in their human experience. And another thing, since we're talking about this, it doesn't matter whether you are in the best relationship of your life or you're starting off or you've been in a seasoned relationship. There are just simply going to be things that you have to go through by yourself. You have to endure them solo. Why? It's to teach your individual strength to induce power, peace, and prosperity for you, by you, only for you. Pray about all of your situations moving forward, people of Romo. Go to God about it. Ask the hard questions. You may not get the answers that you're seeking in the timing that you're hoping, or it may not be as clear to you in the timing that you hope for it to be. But I encourage you, I don't care how attractive this world may be. Start praying about things. Start going to God and confiding in Him about your issues. You will see a change. You will see a transformation that no man can take from you. And we would like to thank the listeners for tuning in to this Soulful Sunday. We're thankful to call Power Hour. We came from a title and a focal point, Divine Intervention. We understand that since God is the source of all mental power, peace, and prosperity, let us not will and act first, but contact God first. Thus, we may harness our will and activity to achieve the highest goals. Thank you so much. May heaven smile upon you, and we look forward to seeing you here for the next episode of Power Hour.